From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and here's a question. Is it easier to teach a soldier to speak Arabic or train an Arabic speaker to become a soldier? Well, the Army knows, and it's recruiting people who already speak the languages the Army needs. NPR Pentagon correspondent J.J. Sutherland reports.
The high Mojave Desert of the National Training Center has been transformed in places to a little piece of Iraq. In the make-believe town of Medina Wassel, there's a souk, restaurants, a mosque, even a battered hotel. It could easily be Baghdad, except it's too clean. Specialist Sultani Khalil's unit is based here. He's from Morocco. When he was almost 30, he moved to the United States looking for opportunity. For years, he struggled with one job or another. It was early 2008 when he was looking for a job as a banker, hoping for something.
I submit my resume on monster.com. And after a while, I think after 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I received a phone number from somebody because I don't have no idea about the Army.
He had no idea that the Army was looking for someone just like him, a native Arabic speaker. The Army decided that it was easier to train linguists to be soldiers rather than the other way around. This fall, they created the 51st TICO. TICO stands for Translator Interpreter Company. Specialist Khalil says many American soldiers simply don't understand how they can offend Iraqis. He tells them to do some simple things. Never show the soles of your shoes. Always take tea or food if it's offered. Greet people with the phrase, Salaam Alaikum, which means peace be upon you. Small things, he says, that can make a big difference.
Even at the checkpoints when you stop a car, where you want to talk to them, don't talk to the lady. And you don't have to look at her. You know, you have to address your question, whatever, to the man. That's disrespectful if you talk to the lady. That's why they get pissed off.
As of now, there are about 75 soldiers in the 51st TICO. That number is expected to grow. The Army wants to set up a second company sometime in 2009. They want people who can speak Arabic and Kurdish, but also people who know the many languages spoken in Afghanistan. Although for now, the 51st is made up almost entirely of Arabic speakers. One obstacle to recruiting people like Khalil is the way their friends and family react.
When I spoke to my mom, I told her I joined the Army. She doesn't like it. She told me, how come you're going to be against your people, against the Muslim? I told her, listen, Mom, I got to help those people. I'm not going to be against them. You know, as a translator, interpreter, I'm not a killer.
Another soldier, Specialist Rashid Makrat, sits on a dilapidated sofa in the pseudo-Iraqi hotel at the training center. He's also from Morocco and tells a similar story.
My mom, she, you know, woman, she's a mom. She's still a mother, you know. She don't need me to go there. And sometimes I go to Morocco, some people, you know, they say, oh, you go to kill your brother, you know, too. You know, and you're infidel, whatever. I don't listen.
What do you tell them?
It's my business. I love to do this thing.
For these soldiers, there's no contradiction between their ethnicity and their service in the U.S. Army.
Well, it's very much for me, it was normal.
Sergeant Yusuf Hassan has been a translator and interpreter for a few years now. He's Egyptian-American. Hassan spent 15 months in Iraq with an infantry battalion in one of the worst neighborhoods in Baghdad during the height of the war. He lost a lot of friends.
It was normal, you know, just American soldier. American, yeah, a native Arabic speaker, but American soldier serving his country. So it was no problem for me, you know. We are 51st TICO. We speak in tongues.
All three of these soldiers say they are eager to deploy. Two of them for the second time. They could get those orders in a matter of weeks. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.